This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, somebody in America has had a nightmare at their graduation with their name. We get your graduation stories. Can I make it four in a row on bangers? The happiest man in Britain. We call him Good News Jamie. And will Love Island feature in the World Cup commentary for England tonight? If it does, it's our fault. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Notice we were on Love Island again last night.
Oh, yeah.
Our little couple's photo.
Mm.
I really think they're going to use it to the end of the series now. It's not been on as much, but a lot of people were messaging me about it last night, saying that we were on.
I had a weird experience last night. Can I share it with you?
Go.
I was getting the train home. It was boiling hot. The train was really, really busy. Put this on socials because there was this guy, right, sat a few rows in front, and he took out a carton of milk. I really can't stress enough how hot the train was as well.
Yeah.
Opened it up and then pretty much necked it all. Why would you do that?
Right, I've got a theory. And I was saying to one of my mates about this earlier. When it gets hot, because it doesn't happen that often in the UK, it sends people weird.
People do strange things.
I was talking to my mate the other day. He's just moved to a new area. And he was saying it's all been perfectly calm. But then over the last week, when there's been a heatwave, there's people having arguments outside. There's people just being weird on the street.
Mm.
And there's just kind of like a different atmosphere.
But it's great for Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah. But you do see many more weird things happen.
Many.
Because the sunshine is really affecting people, and I truly believe that.
So you think these people are generally quite sort of sensible at the best of times.
Yeah.
But then the sun comes out and it just turns everyone weird.
Yes. And let me know if you've experienced this as well on 81199. I truly think it's a thing. The hot weather, because we're not used to it, sends everyone a little bit cray. Also, Ian Sterling, who was on the show yesterday, the voiceover, he didn't tell us there was another villa with 12 new people. Kept that quiet, didn't he? Probably more than his job's worth, though.
Mm.
He was like, I know nothing. Yeah, sure.
Scott Mills.
There should be a name, right, for when people go a bit whoop because of the sun. There should be like a name for it. I don't know whether there is.
Sunshine Weirdos?
It's fine. But yeah, maybe there's like an actual kind of, you know, like a proper name for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like, yeah, something
like
the doctor
scientific.
Could diagnose.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you've got. Mm.
Yeah.
Also, full moon is not going to help. So hot weather plus full moon is going to be like,
true.
Wow, whoa.
Loads of people are on saying it's actually not that weird at all to be drinking milk in the scorching heat. Whereas I really think it is.
Yeah, because it's like horrible. In hot weather, milk is it's like phlegm.
But it's like an Anchorman, isn't it? Where he's like, milk was a bad choice. Can't do the accent. But look at this on Twitter. Hey, Chris, some people do just drink milk in the heat. If it was straight from the udder, that would be strange.
Yeah.
Well, that would be strange.
But... yeah, but actually not. Don't rule it out in this heat. Also, Claire's been on from Glasgow. Not even joking. George Square, Glasgow last night. A man taking a hamster for a walk on a lead. That's not right.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to Graham, who is... well, he listens to Radio 1 every day, listens to this show. He says, tomorrow is my last day at work for the summer holidays. I've got 6 weeks off.
Wow.
I'm just trying to look what Graham's job is. It's not a teacher. Not that I'm saying, teachers, that you all have 6 weeks off. I know. I works in... oh, no, he's just a fan of live music.
Well, you thought he worked in live music.
Well, he's a massive fan of F1 as well, but doesn't work there either.
Okay.
So I don't know. But
well,
yeah,
are you trying to establish what his job is? Just the bio?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Don't you ever do that? I do it all the time.
I actually do. Yeah.
In Australia, apparently, they call this thing up the pole if you go a little bit squiffy because of the weather. Will off of Warwick, shout out to the lady he saw driving yesterday, beeping her horn frantically at a parked car with no one in it.
Scott Mills.
Here's someone that's gone a little bit whoop in the sun. Will in Peterborough has been on. Definitely messing with my girlfriend's head at the moment. She decided that her fuel light has only been on since Monday, so she just keep driving. She's now ran out.
It does.
Fuel.
That actually happens. It does run out eventually.
It does, but she didn't realise because sun. That was Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato with Solo. Currently the UK's official number one on the UK's only official chart. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. And are they going to make it 2 weeks, though? I've got the new chart tomorrow at 4. A lot of contenders for number one this week. Grace from Clean Bandit told me last Friday on the chart that they recorded that with Demi on Skype on a phone.
No.
Yeah, all done on Skype. I know. So, graduation's happening a lot at the moment. I saw, I think it was Stirling Uni doing like a live stream of it yesterday. Let us know if you are graduating at the moment. 81199, maybe it was, maybe it's today or yesterday. It seems to be happening a lot.
Yeah, it's such a funny time as well. Like, when I graduated, the weirdest thing was having my parents come down to the graduation. They sort of met friends that I'd made or like people that I've enjoyed nights out with. And whatever, it's just kind of, you know, where your worlds collide a little bit and you feel a bit uneasy about it. That was definitely the case.
Of course, I have never been to uni, but I have,
graduated.
I have, yeah. Because
it's actually appalling.
That's
how they
not appalling.
That.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's
you
an
just
honor.
Get given a degree.
Yes, for my services to the media,
nonsense.
And broadcasting. Yeah, I'm a Doctor of Arts. What are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you see, don't know, do you?
I actually don't know.
Don't know, do you?
But anyway, it is an amazing time when you graduate. But as I said, like, weird with family and friends there. It's a very big day as well. You obviously have to go and collect your scroll. In fact, you don't even collect the scroll. You sort of pose with one for a photo. It's not even like a real one. You have to put on a gown and a hat, and you have to meet the chancellor of the uni.
My
or
photos,
the vice chancellor.
My photos are awful. I look stupid.
Your graduation photos.
Yeah, I look stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, imagine being this poor girl in America. I found this yesterday, and the lady that's reading out the names as everyone's heading to the stage. It's an honest mistake. It's a slip of the tongue, but this is your big day. So listen up for poor Julie here, who's had an absolute mare.
Rhonda Joy Hinkle. Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Oh, no.
You just don't want that to happen to you.
No, that's awful.
Kirkoff.
Oh,
she meant Kirkoff.
No.
But that's been filmed and that's on the internet forever now.
If you've got a tricky name as well, things like graduation, you've worked 3 or 4 years and it comes to the point where they've literally just got to say your name, especially people with slightly more unusual names.
Yeah.
And it must be such a problem.
Get in touch if they got your name wrong as well, because that is awful. You have their one chance to get it right, you know? It's your big moment.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Absolutely. Forgiven. What did you say, by the way, to your chancellor? You were like, oh, remind me to tell you.
Yeah, so I obviously had to meet the chancellor, they said, and Chris Stark. I got a 2-2 from the Uni of Southampton. And I go and stand up on stage and I meet the vice-chancellor, and the chat is awful because he's got nothing to say to you. And, you know, neither of you really want to meet each other.
Yep.
Shook my hand and went, what are you going to do next? And I didn't know what to say, but I felt like I needed to say something really dramatic. So I said, I'm going to become a great man. Honestly, what I said to the vice-chancellor of our uni.
That is so...
I'm going to become a great man.
Knowing you as a dude, so what you would say.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Oh, hey, Sophie from Glasgow, graduating from St Andrews, over the moon with a 2-1, on the way to lunch with family at the moment, managed to get strangled by the hood on stage. Ooh. Well done.
Scott Mills.
We've got James from Birmingham, graduated from Birmingham, went to collect his awards on stage. The lecturer projectile vomited all over him and then passed out. I mean, that's a day to remember right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Emily, something bad happened to you on your graduation, right?
Yeah, unfortunately it did. Would you like to know what it was?
I would very much, yeah, because, you know, this is like one of the most important days of your life. You don't want it to mess up.
No, I mean, I think mine was quite funny, to be honest. I'm not ashamed of what I did. I'm proud of it. So when on my graduation, I thought to myself, I'll wear the most ridiculous pair of heels I own. So if you imagine Elsa, if she was a drag queen, I was wearing these bright blue glittery heels that I couldn't walk in.
Yeah.
But I thought, it's fine. I just have to get across the stage, you know, and everyone's like, oh, don't fall over, don't fall over. So like, I'm not going to fall over.
Yeah, but that's such an error. You're wearing these shoes because you're wearing this massive gown. So, there's a limited amount you can actually do to kind of dress up for graduation because they kind of give you a uniform.
Yeah.
What exactly? So that's why I thought I have to go all out with the shoes. I live for the drama, Scott, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought I just have to make it across the stage. I went over to receive my handshake from the Chancellor.
Yep.
As I did like a leap for joy because, again, I live for the drama. I'm an attention seeker. You get the picture. So as I leaped, I cocked my leg backwards. And as I cocked my leg, I displaced my shoe.
Right. Cocking your leg like a dog?
I wasn't taking your wee on stage.
No, but what do you mean, cock your leg?
I'm just trying to get into my head
You know, in romance films when they like the protagonist go in for a kiss and the girl like puts her leg backwards.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. So I did that quite quickly backwards. It dislodged the shoe.
Right. Is it like when Theresa May curtsies to the
yes.
royals? Why is
no.
that one
Have
of my favourite things?
Pictures of that?
Oh, my God, it's so good. Why can't she do it?
It's because she leaves. I've figured this out because I've seen the pictures as well. Her leg is too far behind. The other one, it's a bit like if you're in the gym and you're doing lunges, right? But the leg is too far behind, so she looks like a flailing, like, goose.
You know what? You sound like a pro.
Like
Maybe you should teach her how to curtsy.
Someone needs to. Anyway, so you've got your leg cocked.
Yeah,
you're in these massive heels. What happens?
You're the protagonist.
So as I flicked my leg backwards, my shoe dislodged from my foot and it didn't fall off at this point, so I thought, oh, it's fine, I'm okay. As I stepped forward with my forward kick, my shoe flung off. I then had to limp to retrieve it off of the stage and then run off rather embarrassingly. And at the end, the chancellor gives a big speech. And in the speech, he adapted it, so I got a little shout-out, and he said, no matter how many worries we may encounter in life, nor how many shoes we may lose. And I was like, that was me.
Oh.
That was me. I lost that shoe.
When you lose one shoe and you have to go and collect the other one and it's a high heel, that must be the most awkward situation. Think about it, because one leg's really, really high.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's about 4 inches longer than the other, so I just kind of hobbled on and off, really. It looked, do you know what? What's really awful is if you look at the video footage, because the gown's so big, I look a bit like an old hag.
Yeah.
It's a bit like I went on stage like Elsa, and I came back like a Wicked Witch.
It's a hag,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? but, yeah, no, so I think it was quite funny, really. I mean, it's definitely better than getting your name wrong. At least if they just said my name wrong, I'd have been furious. I'd have stopped the ceremony and been like, excuse me.
Well,
nah.
Well, like poor Julie.
Rhonda okay. Joy Hinkle. Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive
oh
me,
God.
Kirkoff.
It's Kirkoff. Imagine that.
I mean, of all the imperatives to kind of use as a last name, that was not the right one, was it?
Oh, well, it was an honest mistake, you know?
Oh, that's terrible. Did she complain? That's awful.
Did you study English by any chance?
No, I didn't. I studied law.
Oh, yes.
Oh, by the way,
sense.
don't mistake me for being posh or anything. I'm just obnoxious.
You're brilliant. Right, we're keeping your number.
All right.
We'll call you again.
That is appalling. Oh, brilliant. Well, is there anything else you need from me, boys, or are you okay?
We'll let you go for now, but I will call you back, definitely. You're funny.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, I hope you have a nice day, all right?
Obnoxious, but funny. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. First of all, grunts of a surf. Scott to surf.
Wimbledon on the BBC.
No, just do one. They want separate ones. Now they want new balls, please.
New balls, please.
And then they want like a sad. No, like sad. It's like if someone's lost.
Rubbish.
Sounds like Wimbledon's back. Starts Monday across the BBC.
Unbelievable.
These are great. These are the best.
Right, so we got asked to record some stuff for that little Wimbledon trailer. And they've used it all.
But what they've used is, like, not just the clips that we were meant to say, they've used...
Me directing
actually.
You. Again.
First of all, grunts of a surf. Scott to surf.
Wimbledon on the BBC.
No, just do one. They want separate ones. Now they want new balls, please.
New balls, please.
And then they want like a sad. No, like sad. It's like if someone's lost.
Rubbish.
Sounds like Wimbledon's back. Starts Monday across the BBC.
That's things you never thought would happen in your life.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Josh?
Hello.
All right?
Hello.
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just on the way to another job at the minute. Just driving and listening to you guys.
Okay, what's your job?
I clean portaloos.
Portaloos?
Yeah, I'll make service portaloos. I'll make it sound a bit better.
Okay.
I had a great idea involving a portaloo and you, Scott. That I pitched to the bosses here, and they basically ruled it out from the start. But what I wanted was for you to go into a portaloo it locked behind you, and then a giant crane picks you up. I wanted this to happen at Biggest Weekend. Picks you up, removes you off site, and sort of dumps you somewhere.
Why would you wish that upon me?
I just thought it would be an amazing, amazing video. And then I just thought it'd be incredible seeing how you react.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, is your radio on? You need to turn it down. Ho!
Yeah, turn it down, sorry.
Okay, otherwise it's going to get really weird and it's going to scramble your brain. Do you think that's a good idea, Josh, or is it probably a health and safety nightmare, that, isn't it?
It's probably a health and safety nightmare, but I think it'd be quite funny.
Yeah, okay.
Josh, why have Portaloo's got to be so grim? Can you not put up some, like, nice pictures inside, or... Do you know what I mean? Like, they are just horrific.
Well, they're normally just for builders or a festival. It's not like your everyday toilet in your house, so...
Yeah, exactly.
You can't really make them look any better.
In this heat as well.
Right.
Oh, yeah, in the heat, they do start to stink. They don't smell the best in the heat.
And when you get home, is your partner, if you've got one, like, yeah, you are giving off a bit of a smell there?
Oh, yeah, as soon as I get home, it's the shower on and she's kicking me straight into the shower.
Yeah.
Because I do go home quite smelly.
Right, nice. It's a bit like the... Nice. It's a bit like people that you work in... I used to know someone that worked in a chip shop. And you can't get rid of the smell of chips. You just can't. Here's what I've got for you today, Josh. Feeling this?
Yeah, I like that. That's a tune.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I know. DJ Fresh, louder. Josh, I've won 3 times this week. You can make it 4. That's my banger.
You know when you were seeing that person who worked in the fish and chip shop?
I wasn't seeing
them.
Did
you get free chips?
I just knew them.
You knew them?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed. Sorry.
No.
Okay, Josh, you can have that banger. Or you can have mine today. Go ahead, envy me. Which I have not heard for ages, but reminds me of driving around, windows down. This is the game. Hate it or love it. I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart
stop. Go ahead, envy me. Oh, I don't know now. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can
get to know me. G-Unit.
They're two both good ones. I'm stuck now. What should I do?
Well, that's why you're on, mate. It's completely up to you. Go with whichever one you're feeling. All good.
I think I'm going to... go with DJ Fresh.
Yes!
Oh, rubbish.
Yes! Every day!
I'll take my shorts down now.
Do that. Fine.
One. RoboCop, this is Dispatch. There's been a burglary.
Hello, Dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh, no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
I mean, what a song. What a song.
Love that.
DJ Fresh, louder on BBC Radio 1. Unlucky, Chris, that's a portal way to lose.
Yeah.
So, 4 in a row for me this week. Sounds about that. Come back strong next week, haven't you?
I'll come back next week.
It's not coming home for you, is it?
You've had weeks like this before? Oi, oi, that's not a good thing to say.
Is it coming home, though?
Yeah, well, do you think it's coming home?
I don't know whether it's coming home.
Is it coming to your home?
I'll be watching it.
At your home?
Yes, because I am from England. But also I'm aware that, and when we talk about this, we need to also shout Scotland,
yeah,
Wales,
course,
Northern
yeah.
Ireland, yeah. You know, might not be as keen.
I mean, look, there's loads of people listening right now who actually will hope England lose tonight.
Absolutely. But hello, if you're watching, I know that I've got a few messages here. Lee and Chris and Mark, they're starting at 4.
Yeah.
I think that's too early.
Too early?
4
p.m. You're joking?
Yeah.
If we weren't doing the radio right now, I'd be starting now.
Would you?
It's 2 o'clock. Really. No, it's nearly 10 to 3.
It's 10 to 3. What time's the match start?
At 7.
Oh, okay. Still quite early. I don't know. Scott Mills. So many of you asked that we speak to this guy again. because you absolutely loved him last week. I hope you heard him last week. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Scott. I'm dripping. I'm literally, it's boiling. It's really warm.
We wanted to get you back on the show again because you spread such positive vibes last week. We're going to call you, we've got a name for you, Good News Jamie. That's what we're calling you.
Mate, I think I've bombarded Chris Stackpole, mate.
Yeah, so last week you asked me to follow you on Instagram, which I obviously was more than happy to do. I followed you, and yes, the DMs have been on, haven't they?
I'm so sorry, mate, but it's just exciting. Just get through this week and you'll be all right. I'll stop messaging you then.
No, it's all good. And the reason we want you on again, I just think it would be good, just when you look around and you see all the other news that's there, I think getting you on is a good way to turn things around.
Yeah, there's so much bad news and you're completely the opposite of that.
Brilliant.
Are you watching the football tonight?
Yeah, hopefully, if I can literally get there, because obviously, I've set off this morning at like 3:30 a.m. to Scotland.
Why?
And like, because I deliver cars, don't I?
Oh yeah, of course you do, yeah.
Bloody's ringing me this time. 935. Well, I don't know who they are. Unless Chris, I don't. But they can wait, mate. This is more important than anything. So even if it's like someone trying to ring me to tell me I've got a kid somewhere, it's gonna wait.
They've got to. They do have to wait, yeah, because you're talking to us on the radio.
Oh, mate, Radio 1, like, oh, mate, I swear to God, I've been listening to you, like, literally. I remember, like, going with my dad in the van and listening to Radio 1, and it was just, oh, mate, it's just been the best ever. The music's the best, the people are the best.
And you were on last week, and did your friends hear you?
Oh, mate, they was all buzzing. It was all like, oh, mate, do you know what? I got one call coming through now. You want to see how many calls I got through? And I got 4 followers. 4 followers on Instagram. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, I would love to go for a drink with you.
Oh, mate, I swear to God, I love you too. Like, I literally talk to you guys while you're talking on the radio, and I believe in my head that I'm talking to you.
Right, so when we talk on the radio, do you talk back?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yes. We can't hear you.
No, I know. That's the only bad thing about it.
Well, give me an example. Like, I'll say something, and what would you say back?
Like, if you, for instance, would, you know when you were bantering about, like, Father Day Sunday?
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, mate, you are funny. Oh, like, right. I'd be literally just, I love you, and I'd be like, oh, I love yous. And then when I'm going, when I have to turn the radio off, I actually say goodbye to yous.
Do you?
Yeah. I say, I love you, bye.
Oh, it's like thanking a cash machine when you just got the money out, isn't it?
Yeah. But
which
it'd
I have
be better
done.
If the cash didn't take it out of your bank and just give it you, wouldn't it?
But have you ever done that? I have, where it's like, thank you. It's like, why am I talking to the machine?
I say thank you to anything.
What else do you say thank you to?
Well, anything. Like, do you know, like, if, like, I know this is, like, a little bit of soppy, but do you know when a butterfly lands on you?
Right. No. Like, no.
What do you mean, no? When a butterfly lands on you...
Butterfly's never landed on me.
Has it not? Oh, you must not be... You must smell bad then.
Right.
No,
okay.
Because you must be stood still constantly for butterflies to land on
you. No, I'm like, do you know, have you seen Almighty, like Bruce Almighty, when he goes, or Ace Ventura Pet Detective, where he goes, oh, and all the birds fly on him.
Yeah, all right.
I must have that vibe.
Right,
The butterfly lands on you.
So then it looks at you, like, with his puppy butterfly eyes.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Can't see their eyes.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, right, I'll take your word for it.
So, it looks up for you with these butterfly eyes, puppy butterfly eyes, and then it flies off, and it's like, it's just like, give you, like, a lot of energy.
Yeah, and that's what you say thank you for.
That's what you say thank you for.
Jamie, this is all going very fast, but it's good. Can I play a song?
Yeah.
Because it's a radio station with music. Yeah, so wait there, and I'll play a song, all right?
All right. Scott
Mills. Dom in Leeds. Dom says, I know I'm not the only one searching through Chris's followers to try and find Jamie.
Oh.
This guy's making me lol. I was having a Thursday slump. Now not so much. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
So good news, Jamie. What's the bit of the show from this week that you've loved the most?
Oh, I've loved the most where it goes, it gives me more stability.
Yes. Yes, that's very you.
That was from the advert for the walking stick.
That's the one.
Which we thought might be the new merch for Harry Kane. This is the bit from this week.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone. The Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
He loves it.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Right, Jamie, I'm going to call you again next Thursday, right, on our last show of the week.
Oh, yes.
Between now and then, I need you to find a story in the week that's really made you laugh, because you are you're good news, Jamie, okay?
Yes.
So something that's genuinely made you laugh a lot, which I imagine happens quite often.
Yeah, standard.
So bring that next Thursday.
Yes.
We love you.
Oh, guys, I really just want to say, like, Scott, you said last week that we're not friends.
Okay, no, I'm going off that now. We are.
I want to hear it. Come on.
You're my friend.
I love you.
I love you.
Hey, do you know what? Also, just before I go, do you know what I've never done? Right. Do you know when obviously you're on radio? I've never seen what you look like, right?
You don't know what it was.
I didn't know what you look like until last week. I thought, do you know what? Voice radio, perfect. I'm just going to see what you all look like.
Oh no, what's coming next?
I was a little bit disappointed, man.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Like, your voices don't match your bodies, but Maya Dammer, oh, Stormzy's got some competition if she sees me.
Right,
can't wait for next week.
Speak to you next week.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
You know I'm mates with this football commentator, Clive Tilsley?
No.
Oh, you do know this. We've got him on the show before doing a couple of things. Do you remember where there was that group of lads doing a FIFA tournament and we got him to record some stuff for us to make it extra special for them?
Oh,
do you
remember
now?
Yes, I do remember now. Yeah.
So he's doing the commentary for tonight's England match and he was messaging me earlier, completely out of the blue. And I love that he came to me with this problem because he clearly couldn't deal with the colleagues that were there with this kind of thing.
Right, what's he saying?
Can I tell you what he put? I've put this all on my social as well.
Yeah.
He messaged me and said, if I were to suggest on air today, by that he means during the game tonight, that Jordan Pickford, the England goalkeeper, that he looks like Dr. Alex off Love Island, would I be right? And he is right. He does look very, very like him. So I replied, he does look like him, but Love Island references during the World Cup, I think, are a bit bold. Like, I wouldn't personally do that. Not
Why?
That I'm commentating on any
no.
of the games.
But it's an ITV show.
Yeah, so he's convinced this is a good idea. What do you think? Do you think he should do it?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
So, I think he's a little unsure, but he said if you think it's a good idea to me, then he'll try slip it in tonight.
What's on
during
me?
The football, yeah.
Oh, yes, please say yes.
I think if it'll get you more interested, I think it might be a good idea. So I think we should listen out for it.
Right, so what are we listening out for?
Okay, so potentially during the World Cup tonight, any references to Love Island? It could be amazing.
Because I said it was a good idea.
Yeah, it's on you.
That's amazing. Okay, cool. Yeah, tell him yes now.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday at 1 and I'll have your official chart tomorrow from 4. Scott Mills.